The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Today. Nothing particularly foolish about it. Watch the headlines going up a little later. Zelensky the Brave, announced today that there will be not one inch of land given up in any peace agreement with Russia. I assume he's including Crimea, the Donbass, and everything else. So it's very obvious, it's painfully obvious, that they are trying very hard to force Russia into a war in Europe. There's no question about it. No one's talking peace. Germany is sending armored personnel carriers now to Ukraine. That makes Germany another direct combatant. Whether you're in the field shooting or you're supplying the guns and the ammunition for the people who are, you're the enemy. And it's going to come to a point that Vladimir Putin may, I don't want to trivialize this, but he may well get to a point, he is a man of his word, and he may get to a point where he doesn't want to play games anymore, and he will just crush Ukraine and anyone else who gets in the way. And I wouldn't blame him. Not at all. Knowing what we know now about the filth and the vile corruption, the perversion, the hideous murdering, raping, looting, robbing, pillaging of that country by Western interests, at the top of the heap, in terms of notoriety, we'll put the name of Hunter Biden and the approximate 30 bioweapons laboratories that were scattered all over Ukraine. The Russians got a lot of documentation to play with, including apparently some with Hunter Biden's name on it. So we just have a little quick view, most of us. Mine perhaps a little and yours a little bit better because of the way we cover this. But Ukraine is literally one of the most evil, satanic cesspools on the planet. That is not to say that the Ukrainian people are all that way. They're not. But they are in the hands of people who are. And I think that's a great part of the impetus behind Putin's decision to go in and liberate as much of the country, if not all of it, as he can. So those people deserve better. That's for sure. Madeline Gerwick is here. It is the first Friday of the month. It's April Fool's Day, and she is ready to go. Welcome back, young lady. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm happy to be back. April is quite an interesting month.
Yeah.
And nobody's really talking about the really big deal with Russia and the gold-backed ruble. But I am going to talk about that momentarily. Before I do that, I want to first remind everybody that we're in the best action time of the year. And all the planets are moving forward at this time. It's easier to make progress, if you will start your projects now or start your companies, etc., introduce your products, etc., particularly if you do it on a good day with a good final result, which you can see in the Good Timing Guide. And we have almost every single day has a green dollar or a green dollar plus. So there's a lot of money flowing around this month, probably because everyone's trying to buy stuff before the inflation gets worse.
Well, let me say this. First of all, the Good Timing Guide is fascinating. You really do put yourself into that, and it's something that is very important if you buy into astrology at all, and most people do. So you still have them available, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, well, yes, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, and you can always get a digital version as well. It comes both printed and digital, so, yeah, we'll always have them available. But I just want to mention that now through April 22nd are the best days that we're going to have this year in terms of getting things accomplished. So if you're trying to start something, I want to encourage you to do it now. Really seriously do it now.
Now, and when you say start something, Madeline, hold on. We have a whole range of possibilities. Are we talking about financial, economic issues? Are we talking about business issues? Are we talking about interpersonal issues? Are we talking about buying a new car issues? What are we talking about?
Yeah,
everything,
buying a
anything?
New car is definitely a new start. Buying a new car, buying a new house, selling a house.
Buying a new wife, I understand.
Getting married, yes. anything that you're doing in terms of a new project that you're starting at work. Anything you're doing in terms of introducing a new product to the public or your
It's launch clients. Time. Got it.
Yep. That's it. Launch. And now through April 22nd, because after that on the 23rd, we get into the third quarter moon when the structures are not ready. You know, they're not ready for a new start. They're not in place
yet. So up
yet.
Until 4/22/22, you're okay.
Yeah, through the 22nd. Yep. And that actually is a good day. And so, you know, the 5th and 6th are the next 2 days we have with good final results. There's a 12th and 13th, part of the 14th, part of the 16th, the 17th, which is Easter, part of the 18th, the 21st, 22nd. And then there are a couple of good days, 25th and 26th. They're during the third quarter moon, so I don't know if they'll work for somebody's new start. But, you know, depending on what it is, it might work out if you're just putting something in place.
Okay.
For a new start. So that's kind of the main thing to remember is to get going. And I want to first mention we've heard a lot about Ukraine and Russia and all that. But what you're not hearing about is that Russia backed their ruble with gold.
That's a big story. Oh, we covered it here. Not on the program, but on the site. So,
yes, it's gigantic. It's bigger than gigantic.
Yeah, it is.
So, Russia has backed 5,000 rubles with 1 gram of gold. Now, 5,000 rubles is roughly $52. And 1 gram of gold at the moment is roughly $62. So that's a pretty good deal.
Oh, that's very enticing. That's very enticing.
Especially
if you're talking about millions of rubles. That's a big hit.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly. So I imagine what's going to happen is that allocation is going to change and it's going to go up. But for the time being, if you're an unfriendly country like the U.S. or most of Europe, you're supposed to be paying for your gas and oil with gold-backed rubles or gold or Bitcoin. The irony of this whole thing is that basically Putin got backed into this. Now, he's been basically for at least 20 years, I think, buying gold reserves. Okay, so this has been going on a long, long time, and they've been preparing for this moment for quite a long time. But now they're able to do it, and they got backed into the corner. And so because of the sanctions that the U.S. and Europe basically put on Russia, they can't use dollars. And worst of all, they gave Europe a bunch of gas and or oil, and then Europe paid for them with their euros, but then blocked Russia from being able to use those euros. You know, with the Swiss system and so on. So, so basically, Europe stole that gas and oil from Russia.
And that's so, precisely what happened.
That's what happened. So Putin, being the ultimate Libran and valuing fairness and justice, has basically reversed the sanctions and put them on Europe and U.S. and so forth for whenever they...
Total reverse projection. All those sanctions only harmed us and Europe, the West.
Yep, exactly.
It's just amazing.
So essentially, what does this mean to the average American? Well, it means your dollar will start to devalue. And how much could it devalue by? It could easily devalue by 30% or more. So,
what period of time?
Well, it depends a little bit on how fast people are reordering products. This is basically an international issue. You see, if you have dollars, you're not going to want to get more dollars. You see, if you're France or Germany and you have to buy oil from Russia. And if you're an investor, why would you trade dollars if you could instead buy rubles and they're gold backed? And what's the U.S. dollar backed by? I think it's around $30 trillion debt. So
that's pretty funny when you think about it. What is the U.S. dollar backed by? About $30 trillion in debt to the international Zionist banking cartel. And the Federal Reserve. Think about it.
Yeah. So it's a big deal. It's a really big deal. And, of course, what this means to the average retailer is that when they buy anything from another country, you know, it doesn't really matter whether it's China or France or Canada or any other place, their dollar is not going to be worth as much.
Nope.
You see. So that's why I say it could take a month or two or so for this to really show up in a bigger way. But, and here's the sort of the bigger but, you know, it takes a while for products to come in, right? And so they're going to have to pay more now in order to buy products for, say, 2 months from now. So they might jack up their prices right now, you see, in order to pay the extra on the new products. So that's why I say I don't know exactly how long it's going to take for this to show up. Now, this month, we have Jupiter conjunct Neptune, which is a high inflationary cycle. And we're watching it at the gas pumps and the grocery store every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a giant deal. And so either the U.S. is going to have a dollar that becomes quite devalued fairly soon, or it's going to basically have to be, it'll be forced basically into putting out a gold-backed or asset-backed
We're not going to do it, because the game is to take it all down and to come back with a digital currency. Fiat currency could disappear overnight, backed by nothing. We're not going to back it with anything. We don't have anything to back it with. We're in debt $30 trillion.
I don't know that that's true. I don't think that it's true that we don't have anything to back it with.
What would we back it with? I understand what you're saying, but we're
you probably remember the gold they got taken out of the Vatican. So I don't know where that gold is, but there's certainly more than enough to back it.
Not in Fort Knox, and a lot of our gold is sprayed titanium. So, I mean, they'll put.
Well, we don't know where that gold is. Actually, we don't know where it is.
There's so much hidden gold.
There's a lot of hidden gold. So I don't want to put out the story that we can't back it with gold, because I think we can.
We have literally gold-plated bars.
Titanium,
of titanium. It's like an eighth-inch thick gold. No, they found a lot of it. It's all fake. And years ago, they put Fort Knox up for sale.
Years ago.
And you say, why would they do that when all of our gold is there? Because we don't have any gold there to speak of. And what's there is a joke. No, we don't have gold. We've sold a lot of our gold. The Chinese have bought it. Even India's bought it. And the Russians have been buying it, like you said, for two decades.
For years. Yeah, decades. Yeah, that's right. But we don't know for sure about where there's gold. You know, so let's not completely say that it's impossible to back the dollar with gold. But it doesn't have to all be backed with gold either. It could be backed with silver or palladium or oil. You know, the U.S. owns more oil than anyone in the entire world.
Nobody knows that either.
Bay. Huh?
That's basically a secret. Nobody talks about it.
Nobody talks about that either.
Let me tell you this. You don't know this. There's one location up in Alaska at Gull Island, which apparently, according to all estimates, has more oil than the entire Middle East.
Yes, that's correct. So that's what I'm saying. You could back it. It doesn't necessarily have to be gold. It could be backed with any asset, and oil
any
and
commodity,
gold.
I understand.
But it doesn't have to be gold.
The plan is to remove fiat currency and replace it with digital. It's all digital. You'll have a card.
I totally agree that the black hat reset is to do that. But I'm not suggesting that they're the only game in town. There's still the white hat reset that's attempting to occur as well. And it looks like a race to the finish line. And we'll just have to see what this month brings, but it looks like there could be a lot of changes that we aren't necessarily expecting. So one of the things that's going on...
What, like nuclear war?
No, we're never going to have nuclear war. That's never going to occur. But you've probably heard about Basel III, right? The new requirements for the banks.
Yeah.
Well, March 31st was the last day that banks that were non-compliant could be in business. So if they weren't Basel III compliant, then they would have to close at the end of March 31st. So everybody was working to get compliant by yesterday. But a funny rumor out there is that the Federal Reserve's last day as the Federal Reserve was yesterday. Now, who knows if that's true? They were kind of merged into the U.S. Treasury a year or two ago, depending on where you start counting from. And so if that happened, that, you know, essentially the Federal Reserve is now just part of the Treasury and there is no Federal Reserve, which would be quite incredible, actually. But if that did occur, then you would also have the possibility of basically bringing out a new currency that is not a Federal Reserve currency. So the big problem with the Federal Reserve notes is that they're not U.S. currency, they're Federal Reserve currency. The U.S. rents from the Federal Reserve, and so we pay interest on them forever. And it's actually against the Constitution, if you read the Constitution. So there is a possibility that the republic could be restored, and then the U.S. dollar would become a U.S. Treasury note instead of a Federal Reserve note, and we would stop paying
interest. It's starting to smell a little bit like Nisara to me.
Well, I don't know if it is or isn't. I mean, you know, that's something of a different nature, but, you know, there is some, rumor control. Rumor control going on. And one of the things that's interesting about this time period, you see, and I don't want to belittle this because it's really a gigantic deal. The Pluto return cycle for the USA is happening all this year. Now, it peaked for the first time ever in February. And it's going to be in range the whole year, basically the whole year. And it peaks next July 11th, and it peaks the last time on December 28th. So this particular cycle is basically about resetting the power structure in the United States. Now, with what happened in 1871, sort of taking everyone away from the republic and putting everything into the corporation, I think that's about to be over. There have been numerous reports that the U.S. corporation is totally bankrupt and is going into receivership. Now, I might normally think that's a crazy idea, except for the fact that we have this Pluto return cycle going on, and the power structure of the U.S. is in the, you know, mode of being reset. So it could be reset to the good. And I don't want to dismiss the idea that, you know, there's a possibility of something positive coming out of this, because I think there is. But we'll have to wait and see how it plays out. But it's certainly a big deal. This cycle hasn't occurred prior to now, which was 248 years later. It's not going to occur again for another 248 years. So, you know, it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
All right. Hold on a minute. Did you see this little tidbit? The U.S. has formally told Israel it is free to act against Iran in any way it wants. Not good.
Wow.
Yeah, very dangerous. Okay,
yep.
Back in a minute. Hold on. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Madeline, as we do once a month. All right, let's move ahead. So April until the 22nd, okay to start new projects. Pretty
yes.
much whatever they are. All right, new
yes.
starts.
Yes.
After that,
great.
We just
yep.
we
well,
stop, except for the 25th and 26th.
There are a few days in June. There are a few days in July. It gets pretty sparse after that for various reasons. We're going to run into some things that make it harder to start later in the year. So
right. That's
why I'm really trying to emphasize now is the time to get going. But I should get going on. We have two new moons this month. One of them is today. It actually happened late last night or early this morning, depending on your location. And we have another one, which is actually a solar eclipse, but a solar eclipse is a type of new moon. And that one's going to be April 30th. So it's kind of a boxed-in month with new moons. And just as a side note, eclipses can have an impact beginning now, 30 days before they actually occur. So this is 30 days before that eclipse. And so any time now, we could have an eclipse event. Now, back to the new moon on April 1st today. This is actually a time when you could have a lot of innovative new healing possibilities occur. So this is Mercury, Sun, Moon, and Chiron. They're all conjunct in Aries, and they're sextile Vesta in Aquarius. She's kind of a focus factor. And so these cycles could easily be related to new technologies for healing, such as the med beds that are coming out. Now, there is a physical med bed coming out, and you can learn about it at Quantum Healing Systems, with an S, quantumhealingsystems.com. There's a virtual med bed at medbed.com, M-E-D-B-E-D.com. So that's one that will download to your bed, and you can try it out for free for 8 hours. So those are just examples of some
why
of these new...
Now, I got to ask you, hold on. People are wondering why you're pushing med beds. You do all
well, because
time.
That is a new technology that will replace the medical system and pharmaceuticals that we have right now.
And the
people
medical
will be
system
to...
and the big pharma are going to roll over and lay down for this?
I'm not saying they're going to roll over and lay down. They're just going to become obsolete. That's all. You know, when you can get into a med bed and have everything healed, just
all
kind
right,
of
now
you're not going to need to go to a hospital.
No one should go to a hospital anyway. We've talked about that. But you've had experience with med beds. And I'm not playing devil's advocate here, I'm just asking questions. What has the med bed done that in your mind irrevocably proves it can remotely heal severe or serious physical issues in your body or someone you know? Real seriously.
Well, now I don't have a serious, you know, I don't have cancer or anything like that. You know, so I don't have anything like that. But I do have a hernia that, you know, when I was in my free test for 8 hours, got healed. And I had two pretty hard-to-heal infections that got healed. And one of those was in a tooth that's very hard to heal, and one was in my sinuses. And, you know, I had a number of other things happen, but recently I started losing my hair. And I actually ended up buying that med bed, the virtual med bed.
Uh-huh.
And I went in, and one night I decided I was going to focus on my hair. And lo and behold, my hair did start coming back. So it was kind of interesting because it was very quick.
Yeah, but you don't
result.
Want a beard. Did it
no,
grow back on top of your head?
No, but I'm talking about the hair on my head. Yeah, the hair on my head, yes, yes.
Well, you got to be careful what you ask for is my point.
You're right. You want to be specific. But yes, and there are a number of things. You know, my daughter used it one night to knees fixed, and she got her knees fixed, and she worked on her brain injury and so forth. So, and she's improved quite a bit, too. So, you know, I'm not saying that a virtual med bed will do the same thing as a physical. Physical med bed could replace an organ or a limb or anything like that, which I
You got to have hard data before you start making statements like that if you own the med bed line. And I'm not saying you do.
No, I don't, obviously. But
organ
you
replacement?
Should go and check it out because these are the things that are showing up in the charts.
Let's see CAT scans. Let's see MRIs. Let's see photographs. Let's see the hard proof. Okay.
Right. I mean, so that's why I think you should go check it out.
Are you saying that kind of proof is there?
There is hard evidence, yes. But I'm not the one that has it in my hands. It's there. So
if you bought, let me ask you this question: if you bought a real physical med bed, what's the price tag, approximately?
I don't know of any med beds that are for sale.
I thought you said something about that a moment ago.
I bought the virtual med bed.
No, I know what you bought, but you said something about a real one.
Yeah, no, you can get into a real one, but that's going to give you a treatment. You're not going to buy that forever. You're going to pay for a treatment. Now, I don't know, everybody's going to be different on those, and you have to be careful
But wait, can you... can you have a friend come over, get in your med bed, dial it up for that particular person, and have them serviced?
For the virtual one or for the physical one?
You can't buy, you said you can't buy the physical one.
Yeah, I can't buy a physical one, no.
No.
But somebody could come up to my virtual one and you know, get some healing from that.
If I want my hair to grow longer, I can come up and see.
Does it need to grow longer? Yeah, that's right. But it's not just that, obviously. It does quite a few things. But anyway.
Well, you're a big fan. I know. I understand.
Well, I'm just trying to point out what some of the newer technologies are that are attempting to come out at this time. And so the other thing that's going on here is that the sun is sextile to Uranus. Now, that could be a potential for the president to take unusual actions, which we just heard about.
Resign?
Yeah, like telling Israel that they could do whatever. It's also possible that there could be a change in leadership due to illness or other unexpected reasons. Now, that is Sun, Moon, Mercury, and Chiron overhead, and they're all square the USA Sun. So we'll have to see how this is going.
But Madeline, with all respect, we have no leadership.
Well, that's a good point.
If Biden quits, who takes over?
Yeah, it's terrifying, isn't it?
If the camel quits, who takes over?
Yep. But we'll have to see what happens with this. I'm not saying that it will happen. I'm saying that there's that possibility of, you know, illness causing a change.
Geez, the guy's already brain dead. What else do we have to do?
Well, it might get to the point where somebody will finally admit it and do something. So I'm just saying it's a possibility.
Oh, now, I can't wait for President Harris.
No kidding.
That'd be fun.
That will hopefully not occur, but we'll have to see. So now I also want to mention in this particular time that we're in with this new moon, we also have Mars conjunct Saturn and Juno going on. Now, that particular set of cycles is suggesting that we're either getting pulled off track by something like war or other military actions. It can also mean that we're trying to finish up something before we move into the future. And so I'm not sure which way that will play, but it's definitely a concern that, you know, you have military action pulling not just our country, but potentially the whole world off track, which does seem to be occurring at this time. Now, on a more personal level, I just want to remind people that when we have Mars conjunct Saturn, this is the universe wanting you to make a plan before you run off and take action. And you may find that you run into one obstacle after another if you're not going to do that. So I definitely recommend that you make the plan first. We're also at this time really getting close to Jupiter conjunct Neptune, which I mentioned earlier. Now, this particular cycle is very much associated with a spiritual awakening or higher consciousness developing, and I talked about that quite a bit last time, so I'm not going to go over it again, but this is a very important cycle in terms of the restoration of the U.S. Constitution and the Republic. So hopefully we'll see some positive benefits from it soon. Now, in the more mundane economic side of it, it's very much associated with inflation and higher interest rates. So if you're going to buy, you better buy quick. If you're buying a house, a car, or something that requires interest, it's just going to go up. Now, the other thing about that particular cycle is it's associated with a lot of water. So you may have more rain In certain parts of the country, you might have more snow. And, you know, if you're in an area where you have spring flooding, you should be aware that that can happen more so this year than other years. Now, and Jupiter conjunct Neptune in general is all about developing a new vision. So right at this time, a new vision for the country and really the whole world is being planted. And so I do encourage people to start focusing on what kind of vision you would like to see for the country, because that's what will help to create it. Now, I know we're going to run out of time, so I'm going to move to the full moon, which is on April 16th. Now, this is a very interesting full moon in light of what's going on for April Fool's Day. And remember, there's that possibility of some kind of change in leadership that shows up on April Fool's new moon. So the full moon, what's coming to light at the full moon on the April 16th are power issues. Now, this is pretty interesting. It's sun opposite moon. That's what a full moon is. And they're both square to Pluto. And it's pretty tight, pretty tight. So in this full moon chart, now it's got Leo on the ascendant. So the sun is ruling the ascendant of the chart. Now that the sun in a chart like this typically represents the president or other important leaders, but often it represents the president. And so when it's square to Pluto, Pluto can represent the death of somebody. It can also represent, you know, just a situation where a person is leaving for retirement purposes or other reasons, might be have taken ill or something of that nature, or might be getting sued or might be getting into some other super challenging situation. Now, the odd part of this particular chart is that the ascendant is at 29 degrees Leo. Now, there's a fixed star called Regulus at 29 degrees Leo. And Regulus is a star related to the king. So it's kind of an interesting situation. And 29 degrees often represents the end of something. So there is that situation where there could be a change in leadership showing up again. Now, an odd thing about that is that 29 degrees Leo happens to also be Trump's ascendant. So who knows what all this means, but it certainly looks like there is some kind of possibility for a new leader to show up. We'll just have to wait and see if something happens. We don't know. But there's definitely some kind of potential change for Biden, I would think. I think it would be very unlikely that he's going to stay there for much longer, but we'll find out. Now, there is a good cycle there, Sun sextile Saturn, so there is support for the leader. It's not super strong, but at least there's something there to help support the person. But oftentimes what's going on here is the leader is being manipulated by very, very powerful people and into doing something that the leader doesn't want to do. So we'll have to see what's happening. Pluto's intercepted, meaning it's hidden. You're not going to see what's happening to that leader. There's also the possibility that the leader is being sued in court or in some kind of lawsuit situation. So that's another way that it could play out. Now, there are unexpected financial opportunities available at the middle of the month there. That's Venus sextile Mercury and Uranus, which Mercury and Uranus are together then. So that particular set of cycles could assist the U.S. economy in positive ways. So I wouldn't throw out the economy yet. I think it still has potential. But again, because Uranus is in there, it could relate to new technologies, new communication devices, or new vehicles which use new technologies. So there could be some unexpected good news that occurs. And that's in range April 15th through the 20th. And so it's pretty, it's right in the middle there, very exact, during that full moon.
Okay.
Now, I think I have enough time to talk about Blue Communications, which is coming up this month.
Okay.
Now, that's next month we're going to have Mercury retrograde. Our favorite starts May 10th. It lasts through June 3rd. So Blue Communications is when Mercury is going to start running through the area that it's going to retrace. And that starts on April 26th. And if you have a good timing guide, it actually shows up on the communications line as blue. And that's why we call it Blue Communications, because you're going to be blue if you don't slow down and double check what's going on before it gets out the door. Most of the mistakes that you're going to end up having to fix during Mercury retrograde occur during Blue Communications. So you definitely want to pay attention to this. If you have any funny noises that your car is making, you want to make sure you get it fixed before Mercury goes retrograde.
I see people laughing at the wheel often. I guess those are those funny noises.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Those funny noises, yeah. And of course, you want to be sure and back up your computers, your systems, so that if they do crash, you have an easy way to get restarted. And just a little note about that, the sooner you back up your computer systems, the faster it is to back them up. So if you wait till the last minute, Mercury is slow, 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 and it takes a lot longer to back things up. Now, I know we're going to run out of time here, so I'm going to move to the eclipse. And if we have any more time, I'll talk about one other thing that's going on. But so, April 30th is the solar eclipse. And this is quite an interest. It's at 10 degrees Taurus, 28 minutes. So if you actually have a planet in your chart or a personal point in your chart between 7 to 13 degrees of Taurus or opposite it in, you know, 7 to 13 degrees Scorpio, then this will have a bigger impact on you. Now, this particular solar eclipse has a primary meaning that's related to the need to accept responsibility and control. So someone may become ill or unreliable. Does this remind you of our president? or moved away? Something has changed, basically, necessitating that you accept at least some of their responsibilities. And, of course, it can occur for other reasons, too, but the advice is to accept those responsibilities willingly. And what's getting started at the new moon solar eclipse are surprising actions. This is Sun, Moon, and Uranus. They're all conjunct, and they're all sextile to Mars. So there's a lot of action going on here, perhaps what I would call unexpected actions. Now, they could be volatile actions, but perhaps they will actually be excitement because this is a sextile instead of a hard conjunction or a square or an opposition. So it tends to be more beneficial. And now we have this 29-degree ascendant again. So something again seems to be ending. And whatever is transitioning then, it seems to transform easily because Pluto is also trying the ascendant. So perhaps there's a transition in terms of the power for the country. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays. Now, Sun conjunct Uranus can be a very unusual time in terms of what leaders are going to do or say, actions they're going to take. Can be very surprising. But on the more personal level, you personally are likely to feel like you have a lot more physical energy. It's a good idea to plan some major physical activities. Clean out your garages, your storage units, whatever. Plant your gardens, whatever you want to do. But very important to do that. And so do I have enough time to tell people to go buy their 2023 Good Timing Guide and newsletters?
Of course. Go to it.
Yeah, the 2023 Good Timing Guide and newsletter are on sale now through April 27th. So now is the time to get your guide and newsletter. So you're going to get an additional 15% off the sale price when you purchase two or more items. And this is our only sale of the year. We have this sale once a year to help get the money together so we can print the Good Timing Guide, so we can help you know good times to do important activities for yourself. So if you want assistance with that, I greatly appreciate if you go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S, Polaris Business, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, Guides, G-U-I-D-E-S.com. And, or you can call us, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And remember, it's only on through April 27th, so now is the time to go before you forget and get your Good Timing Guides for 2023 and or your newsletters, which have a lot of valuable information in them. Okay.
Okay. Well, you did it. You got most all of it there. Good job.
And the only other thing I would say is there's a lot of money flowing at the end of April. So get ready for money.
Okay.
A lot of money.
We shall do so. Thank you, Madeline.
Yes.
You're welcome. Okay.
I will do that, and you too. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We will be back with more right after this, so hang on.